Hi, Mr. Clark?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Jeffrey Hill. I was calling you because I came across your four-picture series on the internet from 9/11.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, did you have any more pictures besides those, or was that basically it?
Well, no. I went down there after that. Yeah, I've got tons of stuff.
Oh,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Okay. I mean, those are widely published. They've been published all over the world. I'm actually in Brazil right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and where exactly were you when you took those pictures?
On the top of my building at 475 Kent Avenue in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Oh, that's where you were? You were on the roof then, or?
I was on the roof, yeah.
Oh, so you saw the plane come in from far away, or?
I did see the... not so far away. I saw it coming in from the left side.
And how did it come in?
Who are you with?
I'm just, I'm not with anybody. I was just out of my own curiosity.
I get all sorts of, like, conspiracy theorists, and people say that I put, like, devil skulls in the clouds and all this kind of stuff. So...
Well, yeah, I was reading some...
Yeah, it's a bunch of nonsense. I work for National Geographic magazine. I'm a serious journalist. I looked out my window and I saw that the first plane had hit, so I ran to the roof of my building. And it was just basically pure luck that I was focused when the other plane came in, because it was coming in at 700 miles an hour.
Like, what kind of trajectory did the plane come in at? Did it come, like, straight in across the water, or...?
Oh, I can't see the water from there, so my sense is it just came straight from the south. Like I said, I'm in Brazil, and I'm speaking at a photo conference here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back in New York on Thursday of next week, so if you want to call up and talk to me about it, then you can, and I can give you my 2 cents worth. But
Should I just call you on this number then, I guess?
That's fine.
Okay, so any time after Thursday, or?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Cheers.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Hello?
Hi, is Rob there?
Who's calling?
It's Jeff.
Jeff from where?
Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario.
Uh-huh. What's going on?
Tell me about my
9/11 picture.
I talked to you a couple weeks ago. You were in Brazil?
Yeah.
What do you want
to know?
Like, you took that picture, right?
The series of four pictures of the second plane hitting the tower, I did shoot them.
Okay. Can you tell me, like, you saw the plane coming in and everything, right?
I framed the picture the way I framed it because the smoke was blowing downtown.
Yeah.
I framed it that way to include the top of the smoke, and then... I saw something. I used to be a sports photographer. I saw something, so I just, like, put the thing down. I knew it was a plane at that point. Yeah.
Like, can you, like, tell me how it came in? It came straight across over the Hudson or whatever?
Well, I guess what it did was it circled, it came down the Hudson, and then it turned out, you know, past the Statue of Liberty and all that stuff out there. Did a huge, wide circle, and then came back towards Lower Manhattan.
So you saw it circle over, and then it came, like, straight across over into the tower?
I didn't see it circle over.
Yeah.
I don't think I was on my roof at that point. I was on the roof for about a minute.
Yeah.
It happened. I was on the roof for about a minute of my building, and then it happened.
But did it come in straight, or did it have, like, a big, like, dive-bombing kind of trajectory?
No, it came in straight.
Straight across? More or less from what you saw?
Well, just like the picture looks like. It seemed in straight across, exactly like that.
Yeah, and you were at where, 475 Kent?
I was at 475 Kent.
Okay, and what was that place? Was that like an art place or something?
I'm a photographer. I mostly work for National Geographic magazine. And there was a bunch of empty apartments there, and I ended up getting a bunch of my friends to live there. And it's photographers and sculptors, painters, filmmakers, you know, people who do website design. I mean, all sorts of people. It's a loft building in Williamsburg, which is kind of a trendy, hipster area of Brooklyn.
Yeah, and you were on the roof of that place, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And do you know a guy named Wolfgang Stolle?
I don't know who that is. Is that the guy who has a webcam?
I guess, yeah. He's got, like, some kind of video of it.
Yeah, you know, I never knew him. I mean, it's, like, 12-story... It's an 11-story building with, I think, 10 apartments on each floor, so it's, you know, 120 places, and I never knew who he was. I knew all the... You know, there's a lot of war photographers and...
And did you know a girl named Tina Cart?
I don't know Tina.
She had, like, a video of it from 475 Kent?
I don't know her. There's a guy on the roof of our building, Chris. Chris. I can't remember Chris's name, but he was running around with a video camera. And, you know, I said, hey, put that on a tripod. And he put it on a tripod, and then about 30 seconds later, the plane came in. So there was one that was on CBS and stuff like that. And I think he sold the footage to the Associated Press.
What was his name?
They bought it from him straight out.
Oh, they bought it.
It's a building full of, like, photographers and visual artists. I mean, there's 30 or 40 photographers in the building.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, that place is closed down now or something like that?
No, it was, they had a sprinkler system that was, that has been replaced. Everybody had got evacuated for 90 days, and now everybody's back in.
Oh, yeah? And you don't live there no more, eh?
That was just my office.
Oh, yeah?
That's where I lived at that point, but I now have a different studio, a bigger studio space in the neighborhood.
And when did you start working for National Geographic? Like, after 9/11, or...?
No, 95.
95 you were working for them?
95 was the first story I did for them. It was published in 96.
Yeah. Was your picture in that Life magazine?
It was in Time magazine, the special issue they did of that.
Okay, and then you had, like, the opposite opposite view of a girl named Kathy Casacito?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
But she took a picture from the Jersey Shore.
Right.
And then you took...
You
were on the opposite side of her, right? You were in, like...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to tell you the truth, I mean, I know some of the other people who shot stuff, but you know, mine won first place world press. I went to Amsterdam for that, and Overseas Press Club, you know, some stuff like that. It was published in Time magazine, and then there's an agency that distributes my pictures. So it's been in, like, 250, 300 magazines globally. So...
And you said you went down there after, like, and you walked around and you... You said you had a whole bunch of pictures and stuff from, like, after the planes hit and stuff?
I stayed on the roof until both buildings came down.
Oh, so you were on the roof at that place when the buildings came down?
When both of them came down, exactly.
Yeah. Did you find anything, like, I know, like, it was a weird day, but did you find anything, like, weird?
Believe me, it was a very weird day. If you've been through it yourself, it's a pretty unforgettable experience.
Well, do you believe the official story?
You know, all I know is what I shot.
Yeah.
And I know what I saw, and I know what I shot, so I know it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think there is some... I don't understand why there's no plane wreckage at the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that trips me out the most. I don't know why there isn't.
So you've looked at stuff on the internet and stuff like that?
A little bit.
Like all that conspiracy theory stuff and all that stuff?
A little bit, but, you know, I'm a reality-based guy. I do a lot of work for National Geographic, and I'm very busy, so I just kind of focus on what I'm doing. This isn't the kind of story I normally do, so it was just I was in the right place at the right time.
And, like, when those buildings came down, like, they kind of, like, exploded to dust, no?
Yeah.
They weren't, like, just pancake collapsed. Like, there was nothing left. Like, the steel, the concrete, it was just pulverized to dust, right?
I never got down to ground zero.
No?
Went into the city, but I never got down to ground zero.
And what did, like, did you see the markings on the plane? Because, like, in your picture, it looks like a black plane, right? You can't...
Yeah, I think it was dark blue. The way it is, it just looks dark blue to me.
Yeah. And did it do, like, a turn just before it hit the building? Like, it did, like, a...
A little bit.
Yeah?
A little bit.
And you don't know, like, you said you don't know any of those other people that were at 475 Kent, more or less?
I'm sorry, what was that?
you don't really know anybody that was at 475 Kent, like that Wolfgang or that...
I didn't know Wolfgang. I know he was like an artist who put up a web camera.
Like, have you seen his video of the plane?
I have watched it once.
Is that real?
Just a second.
Okay.
Can I get your number and call you back? I have to make another call right quick.
Yeah, no problem. Area code 705.
705.
945.
945.
0011.
0011. And your name again?
Jeff. Yeah. Hill.
Okay.
My last name's Hill, actually.
Jeff Hill?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll call back in a few minutes.
Thank you.
Bye.
Sure. Hello?
Jeff?
Yeah, oh. Rob?
Yeah, it's Robert Clark.
Hey, thanks for calling back.
Yeah, no worries. So, what's your interest?
I'm just, I've been looking into it for a few years.
Yep.
And I think it's a complete lie.
You know what? I don't know.
Here's the deal, okay?
Yeah.
All the videos of the plane.
Yeah.
Are fake. Okay?
So my
anybody that has a half a brain cell knows that. When you look at the plane go into the building, it's an aluminum plane hitting a steel and concrete building. It just melds right into that building. Like the building's not even there. Okay? So, I don't know, you tell me. What happened?
Just like the photo show. That's what I saw. That's what I photographed.
But, like, people have different, like, there's different videos that show different trajectories. Like, some show the plane dive bombing and swooping down and coming in on an angle, like a big fucking half circle. Some show the plane coming in straight across. That's why I asked you. I asked you, how was the trajectory? You said it came straight across, right? Well, CBS showed a video where it came, like, dive bombing down and did a big swoop into the building and turned left. Like, the videos are fake. Anybody that looks at Heather Carney's or Luke Korchesny or any of those videos, the wings go right into the building. The whole plane goes in from nose to ass, all the way inside the building. There's no reaction. When the plane touches the building, there should have been a reaction, right?
A reaction of what?
Well, like a crash.
I appreciate your enthusiasm and all this, and you know, for all I know, you may be right. All I know is I shot what I shot, and the video CBS ran was actually shot from my room, too, and it looked exactly like I still photographed. It was shot by a guy who used to live in our building, too. So, I shot the stuff, I sold the pictures, and then I went back to doing work for Geographic and other people, and I really gotten interested or compared photos from one thing to the next.
Okay, well, can you...
You know, I know what happened. You know, I lost...
The plane...
Two people I knew from National Geographic were on the plane that hit the Pentagon, and they're dead. She was the head of the travel department, and...
So, they were on Flight 77?
I don't know, the one that hit the Pentagon, whatever it is.
And you even said that you have questions about the Pentagon.
Well, it's curious, yeah. But the reality is, you know, I don't know what happened. And I don't have the time to try to figure it out. I mean, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but I don't know what else I can do for you. All I know is I shot what I shot.
Okay, and I respect that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like...
Are you working for anybody? Are you blogging on this stuff? Or you write for some service or anything?
Well, I just go on the internet and I read all kinds of different stuff. And
right.
But, like, even, like, I don't know, man. When you look at the videos, it's fake.
Okay, check this out. If you were here,
I understand that.
Through it,
I totally understand that. But okay, say you're driving down the highway and a bug hits your windshield, right? What happens to the bug? It splats against your windshield, right? It doesn't go through your windshield and come out the other side intact.
Yeah.
These videos show the nose of the plane coming out the other end. You know, even Aaron Brown on CNN commented, and Dan Rather and Tom Brokaw.
Well, I don't know about that. I always thought that was just smoke. But I really don't. Yeah, you may be right. I don't know what else to say.
And, like, say you're driving down the road in a car, right? And you come to a steel wall. Well, according to 9/11, all you got to do is speed up, and you can go right through it.
Well.
Like, I mean, I don't mean to make it a joke or anything, but I know how.
No, no, I know. I don't know what else I can do, Jim, though, okay? You know what I saw, you know what I shot, and that's pretty much what I think, so.
Okay, and you believe the official story, like those jet fuel brought down those two huge fucking steel and concrete towers and exploded them to dust.
I do. Hey, I got a call I gotta take.
So your pictures are real?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you're on record for life?
Absolutely,
so,
they're real.
Right?
I gotta go.
Thank you for your time.